No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have internet sensation, influencer, rapper, celebrity, Wovicky on the podcast. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got back from the gym. I got a little bit of a cold, but I think I'm getting over it pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm doing good. We just had another, I just came from another interview.
What was that?
It was like for this reality TV show I'm gonna be doing soon.
Oh, really?
And it was on Hollywood Boulevard. And then after that, we just came here.
Nice. So let's get down to it. Where are you from?
East Atlanta.
East Atlanta, Santa. Okay. Beautiful. So you're 17?
Yeah, I just turned 18.
Just turned 18.
March.
Is that exciting? Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's cool. It's exciting. But it ain't really that exciting because I've been doing like, you feel me?
You've been acting grown for a long time?
Yeah, I've been grown.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your upbringing. Were both parents around?
No, I just lived with my mom.
Okay. And your mom is white?
No.
No.
My mom's black. My dad's white.
Full black?
Yes.
What, compare her skin color to an object or something that we'd be familiar with, or a person.
She just black. I don't like
okay.
that color.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. She's black, so that sounds about right. All right. So, because a lot of people, that seems to be one of the most contentious things about you, is that people just refuse to believe that you're actually black.
Yeah.
Has your mom shown her face on camera to like help assist in making people believe this?
Yeah, she has.
She has. Okay. I might have missed that. That's really interesting. So why do you think people don't believe that you have it in you?
They probably don't believe because like the way I look and stuff.
Right.
And they probably, I think they just hating, to be honest, because they can't sit there and tell me, because they don't know me, they don't know my parents, they don't know nothing. So, like, they really just hating, because a lot of people hate me, so they just want to have reasons why to say I'm not, you feel me?
Right. So does it bother you when people doubt that part of you, or are you just used to it at this point?
Nah, I'm pretty used to it, but I don't care what nobody got to say, because at the end of the day, I know, you feel me?
Right, and I mean, you are who you are regardless of your ethnicity, right?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like, I'm still getting money, so their opinion don't bother me.
So what kind of family environment did you grow up in? It was just you and your mom, or do you have other siblings?
Yeah, just me and my mom, basically, and but I kind of grew up with, like, my friend's family.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, was your mom going through shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what?
She's like alcoholic and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you go through shit in your life before you ended up going to stay with another family, or?
Yeah, I did.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this other family you went and stayed with, what was that like in comparison to your mom or your original home?
It was cool. It was like better because they showed me a lot of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit more fostering to what you needed?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people, I think that's the thing. They hear your voice, they hear your accent, they see the way that you communicate, and they just don't really like believe that you're authentic, which is kind of weird to me, because when I think about it, I met a lot of hood chicks throughout my life of all different colors. Mm-hmm. Like a girl who looks white or is white, whatever the case may be here. It's just not really that out of the ordinary to meet a girl who, you know, is clearly from a socioeconomic situation, talks with a certain, regional dialect. It's not really that out of the ordinary to me. But would you say that, you know, you always grew up around people that where, you know, you sort of had, like, how do you describe how you got the accent that we all know you for having?
Well, in Atlanta, everybody talk like this. And plus, that's just how it is. Like, everybody talk like it, especially the part of Atlanta I come from. Like, that's just how people talk. Like, ain't nobody look at me like, whoa. Like, it's just like other places, I guess. Because Atlanta, people in Atlanta do have like a distinct accent.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever heard anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, that's, yeah.
What were you into, like, throughout school and stuff when you were a kid? What were you like? What were you into?
I used to, like, nothing really. I wasn't in the school. I said that.
Right.
Yeah.
But you didn't play any sports, or you have any particular hobbies or anything?
No, I ain't doing nothing.
You were just hanging out in the neighborhood, or?
Yeah, on the block.
On the block, doing what?
Like stuff I shouldn't have been doing.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever sell drugs?
Yeah.
Like what?
Weed.
Just weed?
Yeah.
How's that?
I didn't do it that much, just a little bit.
Just didn't like it that much?
No, do I smoke?
Or I'm saying selling it, was it not your thing?
Yeah, I didn't really do it that much. I probably just did it once or twice.
Interesting. When did you start to, let's say, discover yourself as sort of like a public personality or a social media personality?
I'd say last summer, around like July.
How did it happen?
Basically, I had this boyfriend, and he kind of like had a lot of followers.
How many?
At the time, probably had like 700K.
Who was this guy? Supreme Patty?
What? No. Heck no.
No?
What the freak? No.
What the freak? Are you not allowed to swear?
No, I swear, but...
Are you not supposed to?
No, it's just because like my friends and stuff, they don't swear. So sometimes...
Your friends don't swear?
No.
You seem like you swear a lot, or at least like have a lot of aggressive energy that might be associated with swearing.
I mean, yeah, I swear. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like a habit you pick up.
Right. What the freak? Yeah. See, that's hard for me to like even wrap my head around. I feel so much less comfortable when I do an interview and they tell you not to swear.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just I have to like renavigate my brain to be like.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, what the freak? Okay, so you're dating a guy who's got 700K. Who is, what kind of guy? Is he a rapper or an internet comedian guy?
Yeah, I think he's like about to be a rapper now.
Okay. But aren't they all?
Yeah. All right.
I actually don't know who you're talking about. I'm just saying that everybody thinks they're going to be a rapper next week.
Yeah. That's true though. Mm-hmm. But nah, his name on Instagram is Virgin Child.
Okay.
Yeah, and he a virgin, but like I'm pregnant by him.
Was that's the joke or that's reality?
No, that's reality.
You're pregnant?
Yes.
With a guy who's a virgin?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did that happen?
It just did. I can't explain too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a virgin by choice or?
No, he's really a virgin.
He really is. Yeah. But is he religious or? Mm-hmm. Really? And you were dating him?
Yeah, well, we still dating.
You still are?
Yeah.
How long you been together?
Since last summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did he, what kind of stuff does he do on Instagram?
He just makes like funny videos, takes pictures, he makes music. Well, he's starting to make music.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how'd you meet him?
I met his brother. And then, yeah, now I live with all of them.
Out here or out in Atlanta?
In LA. Okay. I just moved out here.
Wow. How long you been out here?
I've been out here for like 3 weeks.
Nice. How does it compare to Zone 6?
It's way better because, like, it's, like, way better. It's way prettier. Like, Atlanta's kind of rough, you know what I'm saying? And Atlanta very small. There's a lot more opportunity out here and a lot more different kinds of people.
But there's a lot more, well, I'm sure there's plenty of bad influences in Zone 6, but, I mean, there's a lot of bad influences out here. You got to make sure you don't start going to the clubs all the time. You know, a lot of girls move out here, boom, they're in rehab, like, 6 months later. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to know why? Because they start doing, like, they think that they like doing coke, but then they meet, like, one rich guy that has access to, like, infinity coke, and then, boom, they're coke heads, and then, boom, they have to go to rehab.
Yeah.
So stay away from that. Be careful.
No, I don't do no drugs.
At all?
Uh-uh.
No weed? No backwoods? Nothing?
Weed makes me paranoid, and I don't like alcohol.
Really?
And I don't do all that other stuff.
Well, that's good. If we smoke weed around you here, are you going to get triggered? Are you going to be upset?
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're used to it.
Smoke weed around me all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy that you're currently seeing, so what's he say? He says to you, like, I think you got the potential. You could be something on the internet.
Oh, well, yeah, that. And basically, he seen the way I talked. He was like, you could, like, go viral for that.
He just, like, understood that your accent or your style of talk could be something that people would like?
Yeah.
So what was the first video that you ever made?
We made a video and I was basically just like yelling like, this is my boyfriend, da 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 da, and it went viral. And then after that, stuff just kept going viral.
You just kept going?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did you get into after that?
I'm trying to think. I just kept like making videos and then I eventually made a video telling people that I'm black. That went pretty viral because people didn't believe it.
Yeah, that was a whole thing. The DNA test. Keemstar was super into that, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
You know him?
I knew him after he made that video. Before that, I didn't know him.
Were you offended by anything he said about you? He has a big beard. People say he looks like a gnome.
Yeah, I wasn't offended because, like, he is, like, a 50-year-old man that probably got a whole family, like, just dick riding me and other people. So he just basically, you know what I'm saying, a dick rider and a groupie. But I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, like... It's like, whatever, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's kind of his job. It's a weird job, but it's kind of his job to talk about weird things that are going on online in the sense that, you know, if there is a girl who's going viral for making videos screaming about how she's black and she doesn't look black, as weird as it is, him being 50 or, I mean, I believe he's actually in his 30s, but, I mean, that's kind of his job is to, like, come in and just have a perspective and talk about the weird things that are going on the internet. It's not a job that I admire because I feel like it would be very complicated and difficult.
Yeah. I mean, he weird though, so it's just kind of like, you know, like he get all his publicity or whatever from talking about people like me. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like whatever.
If you saw him around, what would your reaction be if Keemstar just walked in right here?
I'd slap him.
You would slap the shit out of him.
Yeah. And Rice Gun, I'd slap Rice Gun.
So they're both on the press list. Who else?
Oh, Bad Baby.
She's on the press list. See, yeah. That's my friend. That's gonna be kind of weird.
That's your friend?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we already did the interview with her. Actually, that's kind of I'm concerned about people thinking that there's like a theme going where I interviewed her and then I interviewed you. It's kind of like I feel like people are gonna say like, oh, you know, you only interview these weird white girls and not, you know,
white girls.
Well, that's what they're gonna say.
Well, no, they're not.
I'm on team with Whoa, Vicky is black. I mean, I'll take your word for it. I don't see why you would lie.
Oh, facts. Thanks.
I got to come to Atlanta and meet your mom, actually. That's the ultimate test.
Yeah. Well, we can hang out sometime in L.A., too.
But you also might just hire, like, a black actor to pretend to be your mother.
All right, you about to get slapped.
I'm just saying you could if you really wanted to pull the wool over my eyes.
Nah.
What? Okay, so enough about Keemstar. Let's talk about Rice Gum. How did that whole beef? Actually, I just want to throw this out there. What was it like when you decided to do a Rice Gum diss in which the chorus was ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, bitch? Because I always thought that was a particularly interesting decision. And I also thought it was funny that there was like 20 black dudes in the video. And that apparently at no point during this did anybody say, hey, maybe it's racist to make the chorus ching chong, bitch in a diss song about an Asian American. And then you took it down, too. So I know that you at least sort of agree with what I'm saying.
No, I didn't take it down. YouTube removed it.
For hate speech?
Yes.
Oh, internet gone mad.
And just so you know, this is Harry, and obviously I'm not racist because he's Asian.
Harry is her manager who's here. He's a little bit older of an Asian gentleman. He's wearing a nice suit and everything. But was he instrumental in the creation of this hate speech?
Yeah, he helped write the song.
So you like the idea of the ching chong bitch? I don't care. He said he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. Okay, how did the Rice Gum beef start, though?
I
do have to say for the record, I guess I'm friends with Rice Gum. Not me and Bad Baby are probably closer friends. I don't really talk to Rice Gum that much, but we're cool.
Well, basically, so he had made, you know, he do his little videos on YouTube or whatever. And he put me in a video. He's like, what's wrong with this girl? Da 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 da. And then I guess I had said something back. And then he made a whole video about me just talking shit. And then that's when I made a diss. And then the diss, my little sister was in there. Mm. And he made fun of her. So he got a lot of hate for that.
So he crossed the line by making fun of your sister?
He lost like 2 million subscribers.
2 million?
Nick.
I don't know if I believe that. But I believe
Remember,
they maybe lost
he,
some
went down,
for
though.
The day, a little bit. Yeah,
but he was getting a lot of hate. He even removed the video because he had made a reaction video to my song,
right?
And then he ended up removing it and apologizing.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's weird for somebody like Rice Gum because you know he got famous basically for making videos calling out like real young kids making videos online, and now he's like huge. It's kind of like, where do you draw the line in terms of like, is it okay to make fun of a 16-year-old?
My sister's disabled.
She's disabled?
Yeah, he's making fun of her.
Oh, geez. I didn't catch that. So is that why you felt the need to come in with the ching chong bitch bars?
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah. So what was that the first rap song that you put out?
Yeah. It was more just like a playing around song, you know?
Right.
And then, so now I'm trying to like start being more serious with music.
That's good. So do you feel like in general, it's kind of interesting to see what kind of stuff goes viral from you. Do you feel like it's just the high energy yelling at the camera shit, or in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that mostly just goes viral, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you, what are like some of the other big hits that you've had that just involved you screaming at the camera or whatever?
When I like have beef with people,
right,
it go viral.
I seen you at the Grove the other day beefing with Bad Baby.
Yeah, so basically.
But it was a literal grove. It was like a forest. It wasn't the grove, the mall down the street.
Nah, because like what happened was I seen her at the bowling alley, and we've been had problems.
Well,
like,
how did that start?
So how it all started was like I had this friend that's a boy, but he's like my brother, and she talked to him like they talked like boyfriend girlfriend, and she had got jealous or whatever. So then she started going off on me. I started going off on her. Then I brought it to Instagram. Then it went from there. And then she didn't like me because I had beef with one of her friends, Malou. Mm. And so from there, and then the other day, like a week ago, I seen her at the bowling alley. And I was with the boy that she talked to.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? She seen me. Then she seen him. And then she was still there. And then she texted my friend. Was like, oh, and tell your friend if she want to run it, we could run it. So then I'm like, okay, what's up? And then she's like, oh, meet me over here. And then I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm here. And then I seen her, and then her manager and stuff like had stopped her from, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But so she wanted you to meet her at the Grove?
Yeah, so she was like, since her manager and stuff didn't want her to fight there.
But then you went to an actual Grove, like a field?
No.
Oh, that was what? A joke.
That's my house.
Oh, but you said like you told me to come to the Grove. Oh, I thought you were talking about that specific place that you were in that video.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because I had went to the Grove the day she told me to go.
Okay.
And then I made a video about it like 2 days ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you and her are just bound to forever be in contention because of the fact that you sort of, you're kind of in the same category, no offense, I hate to call you white again, but you kind of fit into a similar category of like ratchet ass white girls?
Well, first of all, I'm not ratchet, and second of all, I'm not white.
Hood ass, does that work? Is ratchet not, no. Maybe, yeah. Maybe sort of, you know, street, I don't know.
Yeah,
you said you only sold weed twice.
Well, she's not street at all.
Oh,
but basically
she sold me a brick, I'm gonna be honest.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. That's my plug, actually. That's the only reason why she did this interview.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I could see her management being mad about me saying that, so I just like to make clear I'm just kidding. Not my plug.
Yeah, just kidding. But nah, what was I going to say? Like, I don't like, if she wanted to squash the beef, I'll squash it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it seems like you guys are both doing real well in your life. Like, why waste energy on
hating each other? I don't really like... You know what I'm saying? But if she, but in the day, I still be the ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though now you're 18, she's 15, you could probably get in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, I ain't going to be the ass, though.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do it, would you be open to, like, sort of, like, the other day, two of my friends had a problem. They each showed up with a big-ass squad. They went down the street, down the block, beat the crap out of each other. Nobody jumped in. Nobody pulled out any weapons or anything. And then, boom, they were friends afterwards. And I was like, that never happens. And there's no video.
Are you serious?
I'm like, that never happens.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Always somebody gets jumped, somebody pulls out a gun, or there's a really embarrassing video so that they can't let it go afterwards.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, like, yeah, I probably wouldn't fight her now that I turned 18.
Mm.
But I would squash the beef for her.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you like her music?
It ain't bad, I ain't gonna lie.
Gucci flip-flops.
If it hit
your bitch in my socks, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I see it on her story like 800 times a day, so I feel like it's slowly like working its way into my head.
Yeah, I do like that one song, though.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
What about Bad Bitch? You like that too?
Which one?
Or High Bitch?
Oh no, I don't like that one.
No.
No.
Okay. Were you supposed to be featured on it, but you got removed at the last minute?
No.
No, I just made that up. I was just checking. Could you ever see yourself like squashing the beef with her and actually doing music or working together on anything? Would it ever happen?
Yeah, I'd be down, but I don't think like her management would allow that.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel like you're the real version of what she's sort of like projecting? Do you feel like you're more authentically street than her?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I never thought about it like that. Would you go on Dr. Phil if you had the chance?
I might, yeah.
Have you been on, like, have you had TV opportunities and stuff since you kind of blew up?
Well, I'm going to be on Touch.0 at the end of this month. And I'm going to be on Dr. Phil. I'm going to have my own reality TV show.
Really?
Like, it's going to be a reality TV show. I'm just going to be on it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be, like, other influencers, too. That's the interview I was doing earlier. But, I really haven't had that much opportunity because, like, I just turned 18, so now everything's, like, coming. Because my mom, it wasn't really going to. We didn't want to be involved. So, you know, when you're underage, you have to have, like, a legal guardian go with you everywhere.
Does your mom, how does your mom feel about the moves you've been making over the last year?
She don't really care.
She doesn't really care, or does she think it's stupid? Does she have any opinion on it?
Nah, we don't really talk that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is she doing all right, or is it kind of...
Yeah, she cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So... You know, being from Atlanta, though, have you, like, made many connections, like, in the rap world and stuff? Have people shown love to you in terms of there's a huge rap scene in Atlanta, obviously?
Yeah, a lot of people show love.
Like who? Gucci? Has Gucci reached out yet?
No, not him.
I feel like he needs to at some point because you're really putting on for the six pretty hard, you know?
That's facts, yeah. He put on real hard, too.
Did you know Young Nudie?
Yeah.
Did you kind of see that weird beef that was going on where Young Nudie was pissed off that Gucci was saying that he runs the six and stuff because Young Nudie, I guess, is from there?
Really? No, I didn't even see that.
That was sort of weird.
But,
Young Nudie said he ran OJ out the hood. OJ the Juice Man, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I don't know who that is.
That was really strange for me to see on the internet, yeah.
Really?
It's probably even stranger for me to talk about it in your podcast, but yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, Young Nudie music go hard.
He's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci's an old head. He's one of the best, like, older rappers you ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still holding together after all these years.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to? Like, who's actually getting played on your shit?
Mostly I listen to Young Nudie. I'll have to look at my playlist.
Mm.
Can you hear my phone?
Let's talk about it. She was Snapchatting you? Is this your assistant or who is this?
No, it is my sister.
She's your sister?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I listen to...
Same mom, same dad?
Yes.
Wow. You are a genetic anomaly then, because, I mean, if you're telling the truth, then I guess you are black.
Yeah.
Because your friend is black, so I guess, yeah.
My friend?
Sister is black, yeah.
I listen to Money Man.
Money Man Pipes? Who's Money Man?
He's a rapper. Oh. I listen to Lil Wap.
Lil Wap, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, Young Thug, all
Young
that.
Thug.
NBA YoungBoy, TK.
You got that new No Jumper song, TK and Block Boy, hard. School was very hard.
No, I didn't hear that.
That's all right. That's the first No Jumper single. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you made it?
I'm not involved in it so much as just like putting it together, getting the rap, getting the TK verse, even though he was in jail and stuff. It was very tricky. What about the female rapper world? We talked about Bad Baby, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about the throne of female hip-hop right now because we got Cardi B. She just came out. She just put out a new album. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every woman on earth loves it.
Yeah, everybody loves her.
Yeah.
She's and like a very genuine person.
Right. And as a man, I feel like a lot of men seem to really appreciate it, too. When I listen to it, I'm like, it's good, back to back. Like, I can't really find much fault in it. There's none of the songs that really stand out to me as bad or anything. Yeah, so do you sort of look at her as, like, an inspiration since, you know, she really is a person who, like, came out and made a name for herself by basically, like, talking shit on Instagram and just kind of acting crazy, but then she's been able to turn it into a huge career. She's a fucking giant celebrity now. Is that kind of inspirational to you?
Yeah, that is inspirational. Cause I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you can really like come from nothing, make yourself something. You just gotta, you know what I'm saying, like believe in yourself.
Right.
You gotta believe in yourself and like speak it into existence.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. There's on the Cardi B album, one of the most like interesting themes I thought was that she's talking about being a stripper and how, you know, I was covered in dollars and now I'm dripping in jewels or whatever she says in there. She's just talking about like her, you know, she's like, yeah, I stripped and that was an important part of making me who I am. You know, I like the way she sort of like really claims ownership about the stripping thing in a way that I haven't heard so much. But then a snippet came out of a Nicki Minaj song where it sounded like she was dissing Cardi by sort of making fun of the fact that she used to be a stripper. And I was like, that is not a good look for Nicki Minaj.
That's not.
You can't stripper shame in 2018. Nobody wants to hear that.
And I feel like Nicki Minaj jealous of her.
It's definitely an interesting dynamic
like,
going on.
I guess Nicki Minaj at one point was like the hottest female rapper, but now she like losing that because of Cardi B. But I mean, at the same time, like Nicki Minaj, she used to work at Red Lobster, so it's like.
Would you rather strip or work at Red Lobster? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but like at the end of the day, Cardi B was getting more, like, you know what I'm saying? She did what she had to do, get her money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at the end of the day, because, you know, Nicki Minaj hasn't put out an album in a while, and it just seems like she was waiting for Cardi to put out her project. Cardi finally puts out her project. Then Nicki's putting out a couple singles here and there and stuff. Not singles, but, you know, she put out a couple songs today, I think it was. And it's just kind of a interesting dynamic because Nicki was huge forever, but now I feel like Cardi just seems so much more likable in comparison that it seems like Nicki just sort of automatically got booted out of this like queen of hip hop spot that she had for many, many years. It feels like people were so happy to just usher Cardi into that spot.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be like that. Like they should be wanting to try to work together and stuff, but you know, people just ain't like that.
Yeah, and that's a weird thing about Nicki is that she sort of like set the precedent throughout her whole career by not really working with almost any other like female rappers.
Yeah,
you know, she could have gone and done a song with Lil Kim or Foxy Brown or, you know, one of these older ones like Remy Ma came out and had a really big run a couple of years ago. Nicki could have embraced her as a New York rapper, as a woman, didn't really do it. And then you got Cardi coming out, and Cardi is careful about who she works with, for sure. She definitely works with way more men and pop singers than women. But I feel like Nicki's whole attitude, where she just wanted to dominate and be the queen of hip hop, that is almost sort of coming back to get her, because now like the younger generation of rappers like Cardi and stuff, they look at her as certainly an influence, inspiration, but they don't feel like she's really down for them, you know?
Oh, Nicki?
Yeah, like I feel like, you know, and Nicki came out today and did an interview where she showed love to Asian Doll, a couple other female rappers and stuff, which is nice. But I feel like Nicki's kind of traditionally avoided that throughout her career. So it's sort of a new attitude.
She's trying to switch it up. She's
trying to show love to the younger rappers, which now is really like considered mandatory, I think, for a lot of rappers in general. Like you're sort of judged as an established rapper by how many younger rappers you can help.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know, like Drake will forever get credit for taking Blockboy JB and really like helping rise his career up real fast.
Yeah, really put him on.
Yeah, it goes a long way because everybody just cares about new, exciting voices in rap now. It's like, it's tough to be a Nicki Minaj where people have been hearing your voice for 8 years. Yeah. It's hard to keep them interested, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, like it's a lot of rappers out there. Mm. Like everybody's trying to rap now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just like the default thing now. It's like I see people all the time who are successful at one thing, and then they decide like, oh, I'm going to become a rapper now. And it's kind of like, oh, like a rapper is the hardest thing to be because there's the most competition.
Yeah, it is a lot of competition.
And it's all personality.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I would say, I actually, from listening to your rap songs, I like it, your delivery and everything. And I think that the same accent, the same dialect that you have that people give you a hard time for, I think it really works once it is put into like a rap song. Like people actually, it sounds authentic.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you go to studio a lot or how often do you work on music?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm going to start like working more. Mm. I you know what I'm saying? I'm starting getting more serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Have you thought about like signing with a label or whatever?
Yeah, after I put out some more songs.
Right, because, you know, Bad Baby's got Atlantic behind her. They're probably helping her a lot with everything
is.
Going on.
Yeah, it is. Helping her a lot. That's lit.
Do you have beef with Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Oh, yeah, I did have beef.
How did that happen? I forget.
It's because, like, Bad Baby and him was beefing.
Mm.
And then, like, it was posted on Worldstar and some other really big pages. And he commented and was like, "This boy Vicky girl is crazy," and he knew like that wasn't me.
Oh, but he always does that—the troll thing. Like he'll post a picture with Academics and be like, "Shout out Biggie Smalls" or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he's funny though.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's kind of like this whole new wave of people who, just sort of like, you know, when you see the Bad Baby Tekashi 6ix9ine beef, does it seem authentic to you, or does it seem like something that they're both taking part in because they both know that this is going to get on Academics, it's going to get on Worldstar? That people are going to be talking about you, so they do it, they get some hype.
Well, yeah, if it was fake, they'd be smart for that, but to be honest, I don't think it was fake, because I think Catch Me Outside Girls was taking it serious.
Mm. But I mean, you know, even if it's not fake, it's still just kind of ridiculous because it's like, you know, he's a grown man, she's a little girl, he's like in a gang, she's a little girl.
No, he ain't no gang.
You don't think?
No, he a fake blood. He just pay real blood.
Who told you that?
I mean, look at him. Everybody knows that.
Okay, but you know, that's the thing is that at a certain point, if you're a rapper, you're gonna have to have some street dudes around you.
I mean, yeah, but he paid him.
I mean, but if you have people working for you, you got to pay them, right?
I mean, yeah, but like, he not no real blood, though.
I don't know. Because, you know, I've known him for a while, and he's always talked that blood shit. Like, he's always definitely been talking about that. But then I don't know how serious it was until all of a sudden he becomes huge, and then all of a sudden you see a lot more red rags in the videos and all this stuff.
Yeah, but I'd seen that he got exposed for, throwing up Crip.
Oh, there was a photo of him on that, like, blue bandana bed sheet. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sometimes you want to switch it up.
Nah, you can't switch
You can't switch it up? No. I've never been in a gang, so I don't know.
Not that. You can't switch that up.
See, that's why I'm not going to switch it up. I got to wear different colors. Nah, I just wear black all the time, and that's not really a gang thing, so.
Facts.
More
well,
the
actually,
default.
It is.
What?
It's GD.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, no offense. That's not what I'm trying to, it's not what I'm trying to do by wearing black my whole life.
It's cool.
You in a gang? You fill yourself with the Bloods, Crips, anything like that?
I like Bloods, but I ain't in no gang.
Do you like them?
No, like, never mind. I'm not in no gang. No.
But you like them as in, like, do you?
There's rappers that I listen to that are Bloods more than there's rappers that I listen to that are Crips.
Well, there's more famous Blood rappers right now
than there are.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, at a certain point, you just end up, like, I have a lot of Crip friends and not that many Blood friends, and sometimes I just think, like, I hope nobody gets the wrong idea about this. I hope nobody thinks that I'm over here claiming sides, because my whole goal is stay the fuck away from all that.
Yeah, facts. Because that's just, like, unnecessary, you know, violence and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to be out here with, like, a rag around my face or anything. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, who else do we need to talk about? Who else has been involved in the whole story of the come-up of Woe Vicky?
I don't know.
Do you fuck with academics?
No. He talks shit about me a lot.
What'd he say?
Like, even before this, like, he, in a few of his interviews or something, I don't know.
His news videos, yeah.
News videos, yeah. Like, he was talking about Catch Me Outside Girl, and he brought me up, and then he was like, is this girl is actually crazy? She actually thinks she's black, da 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 da. So it's like, but I ain't never seen him, but like, he been talking shit. But I ain't really worried about him because he old as shit. He looked like a gerbil.
What was he, like 27?
Probably like 40.
40?
Yeah.
Fucking academics.
He old enough to be my dad.
If you ran into him, what would that be like? Are you the kind of person that if you saw academics walking in the mall, would you run up on him and swing? Would you yell at him? Would you make a video? Or would you just kind of ignore him?
I'll run up on him and swing and make a video.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like to see that. That would be good for the world star, you know?
Yeah, facts.
You know, do you ever feel like any of these companies out here or Instagram accounts or whatever that just like repost beef and whatever all the time, you ever feel like they're kind of taking advantage of you by sort of like painting you in a negative light, or has that ever happened?
No, not really, because it's helping me out. Right. It's like World Star posting me, it's helping me out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care if it's negative or not, because like at the end of the day, I'm still getting money.
Right. How do you get money? What's like the best ways that you can make money as an influencer in your position?
Brand deals.
Really? Who do you get brand deals with?
Like, I ain't gonna say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just various brands want to work together and stuff. Do you do the YouTube thing?
A little bit. I'm just trying to start doing more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, to be honest, I didn't follow you on Instagram until today, so I feel kind of like not as in the loop of what you're doing. A lot of people, they do the brand deals off their story and stuff, right? Do you do that?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Are you cool with Boonk?
Boonk?
Yeah.
We're not like cool.
But there's never been any interaction, never been beef online?
I mean, we know each other, yeah.
Would you beef with him online for the clout?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Well, he's a dangerous guy.
Yeah, I think he's actually crazy.
He's unhinged.
Yeah.
And he's in a gang.
He is?
Well, we talked about it when we did the interview with him the other day.
Oh, but yeah. He's actually crazy, though.
Yeah, he's crazy. He shut down the Rich the Kid show by punching some white guy in the face because he looked at him weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Boonk, that sounds crazy. Like, you don't need to just fight some guy because he looked at you weird. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. Don't play with me. That kind of thing.
Yeah. He'd be doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah. He said he's been clean for a few months, but he used to be crazy with that shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been clean for a while, but his Xans and perk intake and everything was fucking wild for a while.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. You definitely got to make sure you don't get into that stuff.
Yeah. I don't like none of that.
Yeah. What, how'd the Woe Vicky name come about?
I had that name even before I got famous.
Really?
Like, famous.
What was it? Like, just, whoa.
Woe like, Vicky. I was just say, like, it sounds good together.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
What, do you have any other important nicknames?
Icky Vicky, like, that kind of came up. Like, people were just like, oh, because, you know, Vicky off Timmy Turner. People would like call me that, like to make like on Instagram, just like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, it actually sound fine. So I just started using it.
Start rolling with that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, have you thought about going the direction of like doing your music, but getting features from some sort of like bigger rappers? I feel like that might be like a big part of like, you know, if you had like a crazy song come out with Block Boy JB, I feel like that would be really, really big for the culture.
Yeah, that'd be lit. I'd be down to do that.
Can you do that dance that he does?
No.
Are you into dancing in general?
No, I don't really dance.
You got any kind of like hobbies like outside of the music stuff? Like, what do you do in your like free time?
My hobbies, like, I go shopping and I make videos for Instagram. I take pictures and you know, that's all.
Wild out. Where do you find the inspiration to like make videos for Instagram? Do you just try to think of something that you could just be mad about?
No.
Or yell about?
Kinda, yeah. Or like, it just like, I'll just be like, oh, I'm gonna do this. And then I do it and then it go viral.
Yeah. That's crazy. Sometimes I think about doing that, but it's just like I can't really think of anything that I'm like angry about or that I want to yell about on camera. But that's a good part about being young is that everything seems really important. I'm 34. I'm like, you know, I had a rapper like kind of say something about me like recently. I'm like, I could probably go viral if I made a video like acting like I gave a shit, but I really don't give a fuck. I didn't even respond.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But I miss that energy when you're 18 and everything seems like a big deal.
Yeah.
Everything is worth overreacting for the clout in particular, even though we didn't know about clout when I was 18.
Yeah.
It's a new invention. Mm-hmm. So what stands out to you in terms of like the things that you really want to accomplish in your career moving forward that you need to do to advance the Woe Vicky brand?
I say, like you said, like music and features with people.
Right.
And like, you know, continue to collab with other people and stuff like that.
Have you done the merch thing yet?
Like, I tried. It ain't worked, though.
Why not?
Like, no, like, it could have worked, but it's just, like, I ain't had the right person helping me.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of people run into that problem where the shipping thing becomes a big issue and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was it.
Who do you consider your average fan when you look at your DMs or you look at your comments and stuff? Who really relates to Woe Vicky?
Like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of people are fans of
me? Yeah, is it a lot of young girls, I would assume?
Yeah, it's a lot of young girls or, like, some gay young guys.
Gay young guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, they're very, you know, I feel like gay dudes, they tend to be more outgoing, maybe.
Yeah.
They might relate to the energy of your performance.
Yeah, facts.
That's interesting. The young girls, like, what do they say when they hit you up? They look up to you as, like, as a role model? Like, what kind of conversations do you ever have with them?
I mean, I don't really reply to none of my DMs, but, like, I'll look, like, sometimes on their page, but they'll just be saying, like, oh, I love you so much. You know what I'm saying? I want to be like you, da-da-da-da, stuff like that.
Do you think it's mostly white girls that relate to you?
No.
It's just everybody?
Yeah.
That's tight. Young girls need role models, so I'm glad that they can look to you and, like, sort of perceive your energy and feed off of it. It gives them, like, you know, a role model. That's cool, I think.
Facts.
Yeah, my girlfriend gets a lot of that, just, like, you know, the young girls who, like, think that...
Who's your girlfriend?
Lena the Plug. I don't know if you know her. She's an Instagram girl, I guess.
No.
She's cool. You guys should hang out. Actually, I wish she was here so you guys can meet.
Yeah. Wait, can you show me her?
Yeah. Wait, oh, yeah, let's do this. Girlfriend review. I love it. Oh, I'll show you on my phone.
Okay.
Girlfriend review. I never even thought about this. You can just tell me like whatever you think about her, whether it's negative, positive, if you think she's gross, if you think she's cute, whatever. Just let me know.
She cute.
And how she relates to me. Like, do you think that I should be dating this person, or do you think that there's somebody else for me out there?
But how old is she?
26.
Oh, yeah. She's cute. She look younger.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a young vibe. She's got a private snap, too.
For real?
Yeah.
And you cool with that?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, as long as she getting her money.
She's getting the money. That's why dad's cool with it, yeah.
Wait, she has a...
if she was posting nudes for no reason, I'd probably feel some kind of way about it. But, you know, you got to support the private snap, you know?
Yeah. Wait, what's it called? A premium.
A premium snap. Yeah, that's what she's got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not suggesting you go into that line of work or anything. But when I met her, she was thinking about doing it. When I met her, she had 50K. Uh-huh. And I did, too, actually. We had, like, the same amount of followers. And she was asking me, you know, do you think I should do this? I'm like, man, fuck it. Get naked on the internet. Get your money.
I mean, as long as she ain't doing it for free.
That's a good point, yeah. But then again, posting nudes just for the love of the art. I mean, you could do that, but yeah. Anyway, what else do you think we should talk about before we wrap this up? You want to talk about Lil Pump? You got any beef with him?
No.
Okay.
He cool.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Would you collab with him?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Maybe I'll try to make that happen.
For real?
You want me to FaceTime right now?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. If he doesn't pick up, I'm going to have to fucking bury my head in shame.
I met him before.
How was it?
It's cool.
He is going to laugh so hard when he realizes I'm FaceTiming you. But then again, he might just not pick up. Because one time he told me that I should sign to you.
Sign to who?
To you, like your label or whatever.
I don't have a label.
I know. I think, see, didn't pick up. Badfriend.com. Shut up, Pump. Yeah. Maybe I'll expose his number. How did you meet Harry, your manager?
I met him at a party like a week ago.
A week ago? No, 2 weeks ago. Because I seen him in your videos, and I was wondering what his deal was.
Yeah, we met at this party in the hills.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did you say to you that made you think that, oh, this guy should be a manager?
Actually, me and my friend came up to him.
Okay.
Because he seemed like the littest one at the party.
The littest one?
Yes.
What kind of party was this? I don't know. I mean, I don't see him as being that lit, per se.
Oh, nah. He was pretty lit.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, at one point in the party, like, everyone was saying, Harry, Harry.
Wow.
Yes. And he was chugging alcohol and stuff.
Wow. Harry. Harry needs his own interview at some point, I think.
No, he do, low-key.
For real? Yeah. Amazing. I don't know. Any shout-outs you want to give? Any sneak peeks that you want to give into what's to come from Wo Vicky in the next year or what?
Music.
Just big music.
Yeah.
Fire. Tekashi 6ix9ine verse coming soon.
Yeah.
We're going to make him do it. Yeah. You're going to call him out on his gangsterism, and then we're going to make him give you the verse anyway.
Yeah. No, but, like, his music is hard. Mm. But I like some of it.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, appreciate having you on here. I think it's always good to, like, learn about the people that are out here entertaining millions on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Pew, pew, pew. Just like that.
Just like that. I'm rolling like an alpha, the guy. I'm rolling like an alpha, the guy. I'm rolling like an alpha, the guy.